And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us many Fridays now, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Well, good morning. Good to be here.
It's great to have you back. And we have lots of things going on this weekend and this coming week. What's some of the highlights?
We do. Well, it's a big Native Arts Weekend. Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival is going on at the Santa Fe Convention Center. There's a reception tonight, and the actual open to the public event begins tomorrow. It's Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 4 at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
That sounds fabulous. And the picture that we're looking at, that we're holding up to the microphone so that our listeners at home can see it, is really fabulous. Hey, another thing that's happening is that, let's see, today is the 24th, so tomorrow's the 25th. Tomorrow, the Pride Pageant is happening at 8 o'clock at Warehouse 21, and you can see contestants compete for the titles of Mr., Miss., Ms., and Mister Santa Fe Pride. And the crowns that go along with them, they will be modeling Pride formal wear. There will be a talent segment, and they will be asked to answer a stage question. Does that sound familiar?
Not to us personally, but yes.
Perhaps.
There's another great Native event going on this weekend, actually at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts on Cathedral Place near the plaza. There's an opening exhibition that begins tonight. It's called Stands with a Fist, Contemporary Native Women Artists. Features seven Native American female artists and their work. Also, there's an exhibition called Facing the Camera, the Santa Fe Suite. It's portraits of Native American artists by Rosalie Favell. This is at the Museum of Contemporary Arts on Cathedral Place. For more information, you can go to iaia.edu/museum.
Excellent. And we have, of course, both a dog of the week and a cat of the week. I'm going to read the dog first. It's a little terrier named Nestor. He's a boy, little thing, 7 years old, maybe 12 or 13 pounds. And the owner had to surrender the dog because they had a new baby, and this little baby needs a new home. It's the sweetest dog. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's just a little fluff ball of delight. I would take this dog home in 4 seconds.
What color is he?
It's sort of tan with big brown eyes and a pink leash, I think. Anyway,
nice.
He's neutered, vaccinated, and would get along with another small dog, preferably female. He's microchipped, and he will be with Dew Paws Rescue this Saturday at the Agora Market in El Dorado from 11 to 3. So there's a nice dog adoption event out there at El Dorado, so check out little baby Nestor.
They bring the dogs right to you, so how can you resist?
Exactly.
Joshua Breakstone, he's a jazz guitarist from New York, and he is playing in a special benefit show for KSFR.
Yay!
This is the Joshua Breakstone benefit. Will be at Museum Hill Cafe on Museum Hill, 710 Camino Lejo, on Thursday, May 30th. It's 7 p.m., and you can contact KSFR for more information at 428-1527.
Awesome. And the Humankind Foundation, whom we talked about a week or two ago, they do incredible work for girls in Africa. And their executive director, Kristen St. Clair, is going to be at Collected Works Bookstore this Sunday at 11 o'clock. It's at 202 Galisteo Street. And the motto for their organization is, "To educate a woman is to educate a nation." And so they're doing terrific work, so you can check it out over at Collected Works Bookstore. And we'll get to more that's going on at Collected Works in just a moment.
There's a big concert on Sunday at the Santa Fe Opera. It's Lyle Lovett with Robert Earl Keen.
Oh, my goodness.
The two Texan musicians will be playing on acoustic sets at the Santa Fe Opera. It starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday. For more information or tickets, call 986-5900 or visit santafeopera.org.
And the Felines and Friends Cat of the Week is here again, ladies and gentlemen. This week's featured cat is named Sarah. She was rescued from an overcrowded shelter with her son, Corky. She's very playful and outgoing. She's an Oriental short hair mix with classic brown tabby markings, and she's maybe 8 or 9 years old, something like that. You can call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can find all sorts of other animals that are up for adoption. They have a website, too, fnm.org.
Everybody knows how much fun it is to go to the annual Nutcracker performance at the Lensic by the Santa Fe, by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Well, this weekend, the School of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is having their spring recital at the Lensic. That is on Sunday at 6 p.m. There will be 150 students performing all kinds of types of dances, from ballet and jazz to one of the really cute ones, traditional Mexican dance, folklorico. And this is, again, at the Lensic, 988-1234 for tickets, or ticketsantafe.org.
Yay, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Yeah, I had them on the air a couple of days ago, and one of the students, and it's really cute because they have the littlest ones first.
So sweet.
And then they go up in age. Anyway, let's see. At Collected Works Bookstore, we've already talked about... wait a minute. I'm having... I don't know what's going on there. I have the wrong email. Go ahead.
I can tell you about a book signing. This one's at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian. Again, it's on Museum Hill, 704 Camino Lejo. Dwight P. Landman will be signing and talking about his book, The Pottery of Acoma Pueblo. This is Sunday, May 26th at 1 p.m. at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian. For more info, 982-4636.
Excellent. What else is going on? I got completely confused because they sent the thing a week in advance and my brain exploded. Anyway, Reckoning with Modernism, paintings by Shelley Horton Tripp, new quilts by Terry Mangat, readings by translator Sonia Cravagna and writer Tom Collins. Opening reception and readings are this Saturday, tomorrow, from 3 to 6 at the Reebok Mandelman House at 209 Reebok Lane, across from the Harwood Museum in Taos.
Taos, I know.
Always
Tom
nice
Collins.
To get Taos. Yeah.
Right, some Taos events.
Yep. Excellent.
Let me see. There's so much going on, but this is something a little bit different. If you are interested in learning the practice of dowsing, which, as we know, is looking for water using a special stick or rod, mm-hmm. you can come to a special workshop on the practice of dowsing at Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living. This is on Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30. Gary Plapp will be leading this workshop. It's called Photon Energy and the Transformational Influence of 2013. I don't know if you'd know it's about dowsing from the name, but come along and you could you could find much needed water here in Santa Fe.
You could. Good luck.
Good luck for all of us.
Really. So
There's another book reading I can tell you about.
Thanks.
Exploring New Mexico's Lost Decade, Archaeology in the Aftermath of the Pueblo Revolt of 1680. This is a talk by Harvard anthropology professor Matthew Liebman. It'll be Saturday night at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe, 208 Grant Avenue. And best of all, it's free. Presented by the Harvard Radcliffe Club of New Mexico.
Excellent. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Salsa Caliente, is happening at the Heart and Soul Dance Studio on the junction of Siler and Agua Fria on Saturday night with DJ Edgar, who was at El Farol, Sabor Cuban Salsa Live at the... and there's Cuban Salsa Live at the El Dorado Hotel Friday night and the Palace Restaurant Saturday night. Lots of different salsa things going on. So that's good news for the dancers in this world.
If you're more into Irish dance, you can come to Belisa and the Dance's Contemporary Spring Repertory Concert. There'll be 70 student dancers. They're performing at the James A. Little Theater tonight at 7 p.m. and also on Saturday night. It's at the James E. Little Theater at New Mexico School for the Deaf on Cerrillos Road. For more information, you can call Ticket Santa Fe, 988-1234, or ticketsantafe.org.
Now, you already talked with Stands with a Fist Contemporary Native Women Artists.
I did.
Okay.
Which is, it's a big weekend, as we said before, at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art.
And there we have a note from the Santa Fe Art Institute. And they're having a world premiere of a short documentary film created by young cancer survivor Jessica Olivas entitled Invincible After Chemo. The screening will be on May 30th at 6 o'clock, which is Thursday, at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And Jessica will hold a Q&A after the screening, and a very small fee to see the film, but proceeds will be donated to the Santa Fe Public Schools Adelante program, which supported Jessica during her chemotherapy treatments while she was attending Santa Fe High School. I mean, Capitol High School.
Obviously a really good cause, and I'm sure it's inspirational.
Totally.
There's an opening tonight at the Center for Contemporary Arts, the CCA. It's called Balancing Signal to Noise, featuring art by Zoe Blackwell, Brandon Soder, and Betsy Emile. This is in the Munoz Waxman Gallery in the Spectre Rips Project Space. It's at CCA tonight. There's a reception from 6 to 8. You can call 982-1338 for more information. And this show runs at the CCA through June 30th.
Excellent. Now I'm trying to find the events at Collected Works Bookstore. Oh, here they are. Okay, so something that we have is the Collected Works open mic is on Sunday, and that's from 3 to 4:30. So I guess poets and talkers of all kinds can check that out. And then on Thursday of next week, the 30th, at 6 o'clock, Kim Mueller will be talking about the Chef's Collaborative Cookbook. And we're going to get her on the air next week, too, to talk about that. Always fun to do a little bit of cookbooking.
I'm always attracted to the quirkier events, and here's one. It's called Zubiquity, What Dolphin Diabetes Can Teach Us About Human Health. This is a talk on Thursday, May 30th. It's a talk by author Barbara Natterson Horowitz at the James A. Little Theater. Starts at 7:30. There is no charge. And again, it's about what dolphin diabetes can teach us about human health.
And that's no joke. That's a Santa Fe Institute event, and I'm actually going to have the authors, I think the both co-authors of that book, on the air next week sometime.
Quirky probably was not the word for it if it's a Santa Fe Institute event, but
I know,
it's an interesting topic.
Definitely interesting, and who would have thought? Okay, Works on Paper is an exhibition of photography, paintings, and etchings by artists at the New Concept Gallery. That's a very nice gallery at 610 Canyon Road. It's today from 5 to 7. For more information, newconceptgallery.com. And probably a lot of openings tonight. It'll be a beautiful night to walk around Santa Fe and look at art.
I agree. The weather could hardly get any better.
Except for if it rained and it was just this horrible,
okay,
cold, evil downpour, we would love it so much.
You're right. We would not complain at all.
I know. All right. What else? The Santa Fe Public Library is looking for candidates for the library board. And this may or may not seem exciting to you, but if it seems exciting to you, you should check it out. It's a volunteer position, and if you're interested, you can submit a letter of interest and resume to Maria Finley at the Santa Fe Public Library, and you can also, let's see, you can hand deliver them. Anyway, they have to be there by 5 o'clock on June 17th, so very nice thing to spend your time on.
There's some more classical music going on tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation on 107 West Barcelona. Tonight, the Music on Barcelona series features the Music on Barcelona Ensemble performing music of Schoenberg, and a performance by the Santa Fe Flute Choir. It's from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Universalist Unitarian Church on Barcelona, and it's by donation.
Excellent. Now, I got a note from the screen about things that are going on, but when I look at it, it's saying June 9th, and that's not for a while. So we can whet your appetite by telling you that the Magic Flute is going to be by Kenneth Branagh, is going to be at the screen, but that's not for another week and a half. So
you know what looks really good at the screen to me? It's a documentary called Free the Mind. It's there right now. And it's a documentary about how yoga and meditation can help war veterans and other people suffering from PTSD recover.
Yeah, that would be a very good thing. Better than drugs, probably.
I think so. At least an interesting thing to explore. So worth checking out at the screen.
Definitely. What was it I saw something on, I can't remember what the source was, but anyway, it was talking about the greatest cure ever for depression, and it was exercise, and the greatest cure for arthritis, and it was exercise.
Well,
basically
I'm a believer.
Went on and on. It's like, oh, exercise, right? I forgot about that. Can't we put that in a little pink pill? Guess not.
It would be
so
very convenient if we could. Right? It's a good day to get outside. Good weekend. It's also a good weekend for a TGIF recital tonight at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe on Grant Avenue. This features violist Shanti Randall, whom I hear is very good, and pianist Peggy Abbott. They'll be performing music of Bach, Rachmaninoff, and more. It starts at 5:30. It's at the First Presbyterian Church at 208 Grant.
And I got a note from KSFR's own Debriata Mancini, who does the news, and she has, there's an opening at the Caswick Gallery, and that's today. It's called From Pulp to Passion, Ernest Chiriaca Retrospective. It's celebrating this artist on his 100th birthday, and highlights from childhood and his illustration career, and there's all kinds of really beautiful art from what looks like cowboy illustration to very impressionist, beautiful kind of portraiture and flowers. So check that out. It's at 203 West Water Street in Santa Fe.
The Heath Concerts Rail Yard Concert Series continues tomorrow, Saturday the 25th, with the Bass Music Fiesta. It might be Bass Music Fiesta, I'm not sure.
But let's hope so.
It features DJ sets by Minnesota, Brotherhood Sound, and Mute Swan and the Infector. It's from 4 to 10 p.m. in Rail Yard Plaza, and it's free.
Excellent. I'm fresh out.
I can
they
find all another
away.
One.
They're all gone. I'll look for some more, but go ahead.
How about the Jules Works Follies? It's a monthly variety show series. It's
is that coming up already?
It is. It's at Aztec Cafe tomorrow evening at 7.
Yay.
And, of course, Aztec is at 317 Aztec Street. Buy tickets at the door. And if you want more information, call 310-9997.
And there are all sorts of things, of course, going on at the Lensic, and I'm...
There definitely are. I can tell you about something that starts next week. We're really excited about it at the Lensic. It's Hershey Felder. It's a one-man performance by Hershey Felder called Leonard the Maestro, The Art and Life of Leonard Bernstein. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just getting ready for that because we're going to be talking to him, I think, on Friday, speaking of the arts.
That's right. He's really a wonderful and very talented man.
And he comes on stage as Leonard Bernstein and talks about his life, right?
He does. He speaks, he talks about his life, he's in character, he also plays music by Leonard Bernstein and others who have influenced him.
And hasn't he done that with, like, George Gershwin and other people like that?
George Gershwin, Chopin, I believe, and Beethoven. So it's kind of his thing, and he's been very successful at it. He's performed across the country to great reviews. He'll be at the Lensic May 31st. June 1st and June 2nd. So it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And
excellent.
Please call us. I'm sure we can find you some tickets, and I think it's something worth seeing.
Excellent. So, and don't forget the event that we talked about in the first part of this show, which is the hip-hop theater at... You know what? I'm just brain dead today, Diana.
I don't see your tea today, and I think that might be one of the issues.
He didn't bring me my caffeine.
I've solved the problem.
My caffeine. You have.
I have a great big cup next to me of coffee at the great coffee here at the Santa Fe Bacon Company.
I am pre-caffeinated. Ladies and gentlemen, now you know the secret of radio. It has nothing to do with anything except actual caffeine.
And having fun, maybe, too. Did you already? You did. This is the one you were just talking about. It's at Momo.
Thank you,
and
Momo
Company,
and Company
Bakery. Yes, and it's Hakeem Bellamy and Daniel Banks.
Yes,
reading from their respective works.
Now, what did you think about the gluten-free hip hop waffles?
I would love to try it. I love waffles with or without gluten, and who's to say we shouldn't jump on the gluten-free bandwagon?
Who knows? I have found that. I love the gluten-free pizza at Back Road Pizza.
I do, too.
It's really good, and when I eat gluten-free stuff instead of gluten-full stuff, I feel better. I don't know why that is. My ancestors have been eating gluten for 7,000 years, so
maybe.
I'm not really sure what happened.
There's a lot of people who will tell you there's something to it, so maybe we should try it. If you like Irish music, multi-instrumentalist Jerry Carthy will be playing at the Rail Yard Farmers Market Pavilion on Sunday from 1 to 4. I'm sorry, he's from 10 to 1. Guitarist, vocalist Kendall Martel will be there from 1 to 4. It's outdoors, and it's free at the Rail Yard Artisans Market at the Rail Yard.
Excellent. And he's been playing for so long. He's wonderful.
He is wonderful. See him all over town.
Yeah. Working artists. What else? Is anything happening at the History Museum? There's almost always something happening at the History Museum. I've got something. Oh, no. There, again, because because my brain's not working. There's something, but you know, you can check out the ongoing Cowboys Real and Imagined exhibition, and there's various events that happen in conjunction with that, but just going over and checking out that exhibition is definitely worth it.
It seems like there's always something going on with that, and it is there through February, I believe. Nope, it's through March.
Excellent.
I think that El Rancho de los De las Golondrinas, which I can never say, usually has something going on too. This weekend it's kind of standard, which is always great. There's not a special festival, but you can go to Las Golondrinas and visit their Living Museum, which represents life in colonial New Mexico and the northern New Mexico. It's always open from 10 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday, all the way through September. They've got their summer hours, and it's a fun place to spend the day and learn while being outside in a very beautiful setting in La Cienega.
And what do we have for movies? Are there any good movies opening this weekend?
I don't know if this is Radio Cafe fair, but I did see in Pasatiempo that Rob DeWalt wrote about the new Star Trek movie opening, and he gave it 3.5 chilies.
Yes, this is Radio Cafe fair because we do have people who love Star Trek, including personal close friends of mine. Actually, I like Star Trek too. The movie No is still there. There's this film called the Source Family.
Oh yeah, I read about that one too.
That was Hollywood's favorite commune. Not sure if it's continuing on. The movie Jackie is about a woman and her sister who play twins on a quest to find their mother. It looks like it's a Dutch film because it's Carice van Houten, which is the Netherlands' leading actress. And The Angel's Share, which is about an ex-offender and new father who are embarking on an adventure with newfound friends. And they find a whiskey distillery, and things go on from there.
I wouldn't mind finding a whiskey distillery myself.
I know, especially if it had caffeine in it. I'd take it right now. And then Renoir is a piece, of course, about Renoir, and that's part of the French Film Salon, and that opens today. So lots of good stuff happening over at the CCA.
The Reluctant Fundamentalist also looks good. That's by Monsoon Weddings director Mira Nair.
Yeah, Nair, I think. She made one of the best films ever back in the day. Her very first film was called Salam Bombay, and nothing that she has made since was as good as that.
Really?
And I'm hoping that this is.
I hope so, too. It's got some pretty mainstream stars. It's got Kate Hudson, Kiefer Sutherland, and Liev Schreiber. But it looks like a little bit of a non-Hollywood mainstream movie. That's at the screen this weekend, and I might check that out.
Definitely.
PASA gave it 3.5 chilies again, so it's probably pretty good.
PASA doesn't give out 3.5 chilies just because. You have to earn those chilies.
Agreed. And this is, the reviewer was Jonathan Richards.
Excellent.
Always a good trusted source.
He's fabulous. Great actor, great cartoonist, great writer. And I hear the music, which means it's time to go.
It's time to go.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Diana Delling is with us, speaking of the arts, and she's here now many Fridays with us. And we are streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and I welcome people writing and saying hello and telling us what they think of the show, and any comments or suggestions or anything else is always great. And stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz, etc. with Helga Ancona. And I think her last hour is now Brazilian. And so we will see you around town. We will see you at the Lensic. Diana Delling
is
with the Lensic, which is Santa Fe's wonderful performing arts center. So have a fabulous weekend, and go get that dog and cat of the week.
Please do. And let's get some caffeine.
Excellent, ciao.